This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we are talking parenting. I think in today's world, and I mean, I'm still, and I feel like I'm in a pretty good place as a mother. Let me rather say that. But I am very, very far from expert level. And I think I've been a mom and a parent long enough to know I will never reach the expert side of parenting and that it actually doesn't exist. I think we are all really just closing our eyes and hoping for the best in the end of the day. Mm-hmm. What I have realized, and I've realized that also as a sleep consultant with parents, is that sometimes all that is needed is a little bit of confidence. Okay. And that can make a huge difference in how our children feel through the parenting journey. Because in essence, I guess that's our biggest job in the beginning, is really to make our children feel safe and secure. And that, if you're living constantly in uncertainty, and again, especially if you're in a new parent, I can assure you that's a normal state of being. But you can't kind of give your child that security and confidence if you're not feeling it yourself. That's why I'm always grateful that we are living in a community here and that we get to help you on Bump and Beyond to create or to share expert knowledge with you to ensure that we can help you in this parenting journey. Life is not meant to be done alone. And for that reason, it is very important that we share in this struggle to make it better so that we can make you a more confident parent. And that's exactly what we are talking about today, is creating a confident mom and how when a mom feels calm and strong, it can make it a little bit easier and lighter on parenting. And joining me to talk about this is NLP coach Gail Friend. Hello, Gail, how are you today?
Hi, Yolandi. It's lovely to join you. I am doing well. Such a nice topic to talk about.
I hope so. I feel in some ways it might be a little bit daunting. Like I said, I don't want to create a perception for parents that, that they should feel confident all the time. That's not the reality, I think, of parenting at all. I think we're all, swimming in an ocean and drowning lots of the time. I'm a little bit sick at the moment and I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed. So that's not at all what I'm hoping or trying to create for them. But Gail, before we get into this topic in more detail, I do want to first ask you, because this is, you cannot believe after I put out the advert for this talk, how many people asked me, what the hell is an NLP coach?
Okay. So to start off with, hi, everybody. So NLP stands for neuro-linguistic programming, and it's just a big long word. But what it is, it's about understanding how our emotions and what we believe us about ourselves actually affects our action steps. So it's understanding a little bit deeper in yourself consciously to understand why you're reacting the way you do.
Yes. The next question then brings me to, what is an EFT practitioner?
Okay. So EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. So I got into this, if I may, is through the journey with my own son, because I've got a son with special needs. And it was the journey to understand how the emotions of me as a mom and of him impact his performance. And it's the same with NLP, understanding what he believes about himself. My confidence, you talk about that word, and that's the word where what actually is confidence. And to look at, how our confidence impacts our children. So it's our feelings and and what we believe about ourselves. So EFT is actually a process that I use which settles our emotions when I work on a one-to-one basis.
Oh, I like that. And I also, I mean, I think it was one of my, was someone on my show before, and I don't know who it was. I've interviewed too many people. Clearly, my brain is mush today. But one of the things that they very clearly, and it kind of struck a chord with me, where she was saying that emotional well-being is also not about, you know, being happy all the time or being content all the time. It was actually, emotional regulation is about being able to lean into the emotion and feel the emotion and being able to regulate yourself and feel normal again. Or not necessarily feel normal, but having the appropriate response considering what the emotion is. Yes. And I thought that was, you know, not avoiding emotion. That's not emotional well-being. It's actually feeling the emotion and leaning into it. In today's world, though, parents are given so many endless strategies on various things. I mean, it's a bit of an information overload these days on all kinds of things, from sleep, behavior, discipline, emotion. But what do you think is one of the things, or the biggest things rather, that parents are not being told?
Yes, okay. What I think parents are not being told is that we are focused on strategies on what to do with our children. And I think parents aren't realizing that the most important thing is to look at themselves first, to go, how am I feeling in this moment? What am I understanding about what I want? And we are so busy not, I mean, if you think, I've done so many workshops with moms where they're in a big tantrum situation and I'm going, well, what were you thinking? How were you feeling? Or what did you do for yourself? And that never even occurred to them. So for me, the missing piece is to go, moms put themselves under so much pressure that they need to get the strategy right. But actually, what they need to do is start to hear themselves first and get clear in who they are in that moment and separate it from the situation. Because they can get the strategy perfect, but if they're not feeling okay, very often that's the missing piece that causes it not to work.
I think it's also sometimes in the, and I mean, it's, let me rather say it in this way. I think lots of the time we are so overwhelmed in the situation that we forget to breathe and think about those type of things. And I think just you verbalizing that and creating an awareness that we are actually stopping and thinking about those things already will make a difference, to be honest, because it is just, again, you're so in this, like everything that is happening and going through the motions and of the day as a mom or as a parent, it's not just moms, dads also have feelings. But that I think you forget that, hey, how am I feeling about this? Why am I feeling overwhelmed? Am I feeling angry? Am I feeling those things? And maybe just taking a moment to think about those things, I think, yeah, already for me is a game-changing thought, personally.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. And today, we're really focusing on us as parents, as moms, and how we are perceiving the situation that is parenting and how important it is for us to really reflect on our own emotional well-being, and not necessarily well-being, but our own emotional state, which can have a very big impact on our parenting and maybe even help to make it feel a little bit lighter. To help me talk about this is EFT practitioner Gail Friend. She's also a life coach and she's got over 18 years experience. And obviously she's also a mom. I really do like interviewing moms on my show, as you know. As always, I do want you to be part of this conversation. So maybe to help with your confidence, share something for me that makes you feel, or what is something that you're really good at as a parent? I want you to think about it a little bit. Even if it's something silly, like, I'm really good at changing a nappy. I'm not good at that anymore. Or I'm really good at making breakfast for my children. Or I'm really good, whatever it is. Share with me. Or if you're a grandparent, please share with me that as well. What is something you're good at as being a grandparent? I'm good at helping my kids out. Whatever it is, we would love to hear from you. Obviously, if you have some questions, you can also send that through. But let me know and share with me one of those things that you feel you're good at as a parent. You can send your answers to or WhatsApp it to 0618951019. It's 0618951019. If you haven't got the app yet for Chai FM, why not? It's so easy because you can live stream us from wherever. So none of our transmission and broadcasting issues will affect you. You will be able to just listen to it all the time. And you're easily able to access all of the podcasts because we have a huge variety of shows available from my show and all of the shows on Chai FM. And more importantly, from the app, you can just click WhatsApp and it goes clearly through it and you don't have to worry about it. Gail, we've now talked about how important it is that moms actually think a little bit in the moment how they're feeling. I also think that mom sometimes thinks it's a very selfish thing when we're thinking about our own emotions in the moment. I also think that moms struggle very much in the beginning to realize that it is actually possible to feel more than one feeling at the same time. I think that's one of the biggest struggles in the beginning of motherhood is just having that. To be able to know that, hey, I can feel happy, grateful, and content, but also angry and ticked off at exactly the same time. But parents often feel like they can't just solve tantrums and clinginess and behavior. But parents, how do they handle these tantrums in those situations?
Yeah, I would say, Yolandi, the first thing is you can love being a parent. You can feel grateful to have a beautiful baby. But in the moment when your child is having that huge tantrum, it can make you angry. You've got 10 other things to do. You're not sure what to do. You can even have doubt and anger at the same time. The truth is that I always say there's a process how you manage your own emotion in the moment, and you always go and revisit it afterwards. So in that moment, you know, we talked about confidence as well. Confidence is not always feeling good the whole time. Confidence is about I can feel okay about myself even though I'm not getting it right in this moment. Or I can feel confident and okay in myself, even though my child is having a tantrum. In that place, so what to do in the moment when you've got conflicting emotions, it's called acceptance, is to go, it's okay that I'm feeling this way. Because just that settles your nervous system a little bit in the moment. It's okay that my child is having a major wobbly in that moment. Doesn't mean that that's just contained. It means that in that moment, you're giving a moment for grace. And then after that, you would be able to go and go, what am I handling in the moment? So in a tantrum, I mean, we would be going and going, I can see you're really upset, and we don't throw our food or whatever the scenario is. The key is always, parents think that they need to handle it in the moment, but the learning actually happens after the conversation. Because if you're in an emotional state, your child's in an emotional state, nothing works in that moment. It's a validation of who you are and carrying out what needs to happen, but the learning happens afterwards, where you have a short conversation as young as one-year-olds.
That sounds, and I mean, I also, even as a parent, now I can reflect back on lots of these things, and learning has happened a lot. And I just want to put it out there that if you're a new parent and you have a 1 year old, like Gail was now saying, is I can assure you, in the beginning, there's lots of times in the tantrums that you're going to have the wrong response. It also, parenting takes practice.
Spot on.
But I love, Gail, what you mentioned is that confidence doesn't mean you always know what to do.
Exactly. Confidence is happy that you don't always know what to do.
And I think that's important to know, because even I talk about parenting all the time. I'm surrounded by it. Even I am still reading lots of books, and I still don't know everything. And I don't think I will ever know everything. And yet I still feel confident that I can take this on, because I guess I've made peace with the fact that I'm never going to know anything, or everything. But it is, again, life is not meant to be done alone. And that's why I'm hoping that the show and the experts that we have here is going to help you know that, hey, there is hope when I'm struggling with something. But if the perfect strategy is not the answer, what then is the missing piece?
the missing piece is exactly that piece that you just said. And it boils down to, how can we believe in ourselves even though we don't have exactly everything we need to know? I mean, you look, that what you're dealing with as a baby to what you're dealing with a toddler, or when they go to school, you are never, ever going to know how to do everything. So for me, it's the understanding that I can believe in myself, that I can figure it out. I can believe in myself that I can find a way and try different things. You know, if I look at my son, who didn't even get on the bell graph in terms of what his IQ was, it was never a clear line between whether it was misbehavior, whether he could do it, whether he couldn't do it. And it was the learning to actually just keep trying different things and understanding that it's not about getting it right. It's not about it always being happy. It's about connecting, and it's about trying different things and seeing each other. And if you see each other's souls, that is when, you know, it doesn't have to go perfectly. But you can actually, that's where the peace comes, not from it all going well.
Again, I hope that is hope for parents in the end of the day. If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM. It is already almost 9:30, and you've missed quite a bit of the show already, but don't despair. Remember, my show and all of the previous shows, this one and all of the previous shows, are available as a podcast for you to go listen to on highfm.com. Again, please add to our conversation. I'm speaking to EFT practitioner Gail Friend about when a mom is confident, it can actually make parenting a little bit lighter. And just insightful knowledge of understanding this concept a little bit, I think, already makes me feel a little bit lighter. So I'm hoping you have the same feeling. Again, as always, I do want you to be part of the conversation. So if you have anything to add, share with us a little bit of the things that you feel you're good at as a parent to add to your confidence. Send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019, 061-895-1019. Gail, again, just now you were saying that it is important to connect with our children. That's one of the important roles that we have as parents. And it is important. I get that, of course. And I do want parents to connect with their children. But in the same breath, for me personally, if I recall, it took me a while. With my son, it was like an instant connection, like love at first sight when he came out, and he was crying. And I still remember he was crying as he came out, and I took him and they put him on my chest and he instantly stopped crying. I did not have the same experience with my daughter. And it actually took me months, I feel, to start that bonding experience. For whatever reason it was, I do believe sleep deprivation had a huge impact on that. But what I'm trying to relate from my own experience here is that I do sometimes feel that when we say things like that, connecting, that it can be quite guilt. It creates a feeling of guilt for moms if it doesn't happen. So, I mean, what does that connection mean? Because it's also, I think, parents often, especially if they struggle to bond and connect with their children, they have this idea of, I have to be with my child all the time. Yet they don't realize that connection and bonding doesn't really mean physically being with your child all the time. But what does this mean, connecting? What do children actually need from us emotionally?
So they need us to be connecting with ourselves. So you know how we were just talking about taking that moment to go, okay, how am I feeling in that moment? That is connection. So for me, I agree with you. Again, we've got to always look at, just like we look at what is the definition of confidence, we've got to look at what is the definition of connection. And you're right, moms are always going into the guilt moment because actually I've got 100 things to do. I haven't had any sleep. I'm in overwhelm. Now I must play with my baby or play with my child. Connection's not playing. Connection is when you're with them, whether you're changing a nappy, whether you are taking them to school in the car, it is about feeling a sense of presence and a feeling of love inside of yourself. I always say, I mean, even in normal relationships, connection is a feeling you feel in your body. It's not about with somebody else. So in other words, you feeling connected and feeling love towards your partner, your child, that is connection. You know, when it comes to, it's not, I've known parents that will play with their children, but their mind is thinking about, well, I have to cook supper and I have to do that. The playing is the physical thing and it actually doesn't really mean much. I always say to moms, if they can look at their baby in their eyes, feel love for their baby will feel it, and they're not doing anything extra. It's creating those moments where you're pausing and feeling that love when they're with you. That is, and it can be a moment. It doesn't have to be doing a thing with them.
And that is, I think, if that's the only thing that parents remember from this show, I feel that's the biggest thing that you should remember is that stop, pause, and engage.
Yes, for a second.
Because, and there is lots to do as a parent, and I think you can be completely overwhelmed with everything that is happening. But the most important thing, and I think that's where we get the idea of self-care sometimes wrong, and I think maybe we should stop thinking or saying to it self-care, because unfortunately, I think, again, the guilt goes into it if we say it in that way. But I love, Gail, how you've explained this, because in essence, that's what you're saying. You have to think about your own. You can't control someone else's emotions and how they're feeling and every situation and how they react. You can only control your own emotions.
Spot on.
And behavior. I mean, also your emotions, you can't really control. You will feel what you feel. How you react to those emotions is where the key is lying in this situation. And that should be empowering to you as a parent. Not discouraging, not guilt-driven, nothing like that. It should be encouraging to you, because that's the key, is to stop behaving and making to-do lists and all the things like, but actually just being there. And even if it's just for a moment, it doesn't have to be for hours on end that you have to be with your child for these connections to happen. But when you're there, be there, which is easier said than done though. What if you're exhausted and overwhelmed?
Well, that's it. I mean, that's where you come to this, like, as you say, this word of self-care, which also brings all that guilt and all that confusion in terms of what self-care. You know, it's so difficult. We are so taught how we have to be there for our families the whole time, how we have to be getting it right. That pushes what actually causes, if you talk about the drivers of what causes the overwhelm and so on. And the key then is to stop and go, actually, I'm realizing I'm in overwhelm, I'm exhausted. What small thing am I doing today to give myself 5 minutes peace? I sometimes say to moms of newborns, sometimes it's even sitting in the bathroom just for like 2 minutes and having some quiet time just to give yourself, if you are in that exhaustion, that's your emotion telling you that you need to do something. And it's about going against what we've always been told of, we always have to be there, we have to get it right, our children have to be happy, it's all about them. To stop and go, let's change the word selfish to go, no. When I'm taking those moments for myself, that is when I am in a better place to be and have that moment of connection. I remember in my journey, I was a single mom with two children and one with special needs. That was the day the doctor, when I went in for help, the doctor came to me and said, well, why don't you just pull yourself together and go and be the mom for your children? And I was so angry at that, but it was the best advice I ever got because it took me back. I stayed in the anger, but I went, actually, he's right. I wasn't taking care of myself. I was doing everything for them and running. And I had to learn the process of asking for help, letting somebody. It's uncomfortable for us because when we moms of babies, we just get into the habit of just seeing to their needs the whole time. And you don't realize you unconsciously then carry on doing that. But if we got to pause and go, no, if we are tired, it means we need rest. We need to make that time.
Oh, I'm loving this, Gail. Like aha moments throughout.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, this is 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. Today, we've spoken about, I feel more trying to create an awareness of how your own mental health and well-being and emotional state can actually have quite a big impact on how you connect with your child and how you deal with certain situations. It's been a wonderful conversation, like I said, with lots of aha moments with my guest today, girlfriend, talking about this topic. So it's been really nice. If you've missed it, don't despair. Remember, this show and all of my shows are available as a podcast for you to go listen to. Gail, just before you go, there's so many moms, like obviously who's listening, who feel exhausted and basically discouraged because they've tried everything and still they feel like they're probably failing. What would you like them to know?
Okay, so the first thing I'd like to do is to tell them to pause and give themselves a hug and just acknowledge themselves that they are actually, because they're trying, so it's to see themselves. What I would like to take and give them is that, you know, parenting is a bit like a recipe to bake a cake. You're probably doing a whole lot of things right, and there's small tweaks that need to be changed that can actually make all the difference and get you what the result that you want. So for me, it's about understanding the bigger picture of first step is to start to make small things, adjustments where you're going to start to take care of yourself more and not listen to the voice that's going, this is selfish. And to then, yes, to come and learn some more skills with me, obviously.
Gail, on that note, before you go, where can people find you?
So on Instagram, I'm Gail, Gail_shiftingperspective. And I'm doing a free training, which will be an hour, which is helping moms to understand how to separate their emotional state from their strategy, because that's the piece that's the most important. And that's on the 28th of May, and it's also online. So they can register, they can send me a DM or comment piece on my Instagram, and they'll get the link to register if they want to go deeper and further.
Great. Gail, it was wonderful having you on the show, and I look forward to future conversations.
Yes.
On that note, I'm also joined by Lizelle Fourie, who is the regional clinic manager from Dis-Chem. Hi, Lizelle. How are you today?
Hi, Yolandi. Good, and you?
We've been speaking. I'm always good. We've been speaking about creating more confident parents and moms, and how it can actually make your parenting journey quite a lot easier. Lizelle, obviously a DSCIM. I feel a clinic nurse is like all in one service of a psychologist, a person who gives advice about sleep, all the things that we need. Do you feel the same way?
Definitely. I think that's why we have such a variety when we study. So we do a little bit of psychiatric, we do a little bit of midwifery. So we do all of it so that we are kind of an all-in-one. And we always say the nurses are the heartbeat of the store for that reason, because we really try to do a holistic approach when we see them. And especially moms with babies, we have really instilled in our nurses that you don't just jab the baby, say, give your health education on the baby. You really look at the mom as well, because at the end, you know, it really does impact the baby how the mom is doing as well.
For sure. And I think one of the things Gail kind of brought home as well is that confidence is not about knowing everything and knowing how to do everything. And I actually really feel that a good clinic nurse can make a huge difference in the confidence that a mom has when they're going home them afterwards. Especially in that moment for me, like a silly thing, I remember once that my daughter got like an injection, and once I picked her up, she completely calmed down, and I felt so proud that I could do that. Aww. So it was such a silly thing. It made such a huge difference.
It does. It does.
Yeah. But what are some of the services that that are offered at the DSCIM clinics?
So I think the biggest thing is that you build a relationship with your nurse. So you come there for a vitamin B injection, and then you do, let's say, a health assessment, then you're pregnant and you come for your antenatal visits. And with that relationship also comes the comfort level to ask certain questions. And the nurse also gets to know you, to see differences in how you react or how you look the day and how you look previously. And also give you a little bit of advice, like you're looking a bit more down than you did the previous time. Do you want to chat about something? And I do feel that relationship is very important with the services we offer, and for them to give you advice on different type of medications that there is for you to use and for your baby. And definitely some of the natural things that can also help, because some moms are very anti-medication. And I do understand it, because some of them are breastfeeding. And there's a whole lot of variety. And I think that's sometimes also not good if there's too much out there. You don't know what to choose. And that's where your clinic nurse really comes in to give you the guidance that you might need.
And I mean, also, and again, the confidence that you need to make informed decisions. And I think for me, just from the small thing of like feeding your baby and being able to weigh them at the clinic and seeing that they're growing and that you're actually doing a good job, it's those small victories that we have to celebrate. And I think clinic nurses do a good job with that.
Yes. And all those services are available at this game, even the lactation consultant.
How long does one of these visits normally take? Is there a time limit?
So it depends. We always say we book for 20 minutes, but we'd never know if that's going to be the amount of time we spend with you, because things change once you're in the consultation room. If you come for a lactation consultation and the baby latches well and everything's going awesome, then it might be 20 minutes. But if we have to help you and assist you with how to maybe change the positioning or anything like that, it might turn into 40 minutes. So it depends on what happens inside. So it's very difficult to give a you know, an exact number, because we go on what the patient needs for the day. And the same with, you might come in for a vitamin B, but it turns out we're testing a whole lot of different things because of what you say. You maybe look pale, and then we start with HB, and then it's an iron deficiency. So it turns as it goes during the, but I do feel that's so much better that we don't just do one thing and let you go. We look for what is actually going on.
Great. Lizelle, can people just walk in, or do they need to make appointments?
So we do walk-ins and appointments. It doesn't matter. We help everyone.
Great. As always, Lizelle, it was great having you. I'm looking forward to chatting to you next week.
Thank you so much, Yolandi. Have a great week.
You too.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 Chai FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And where have you been? You've missed them basically the whole show. It sucks, but don't worry, don't despair. This show and all of my shows are available on chaifm.com as a podcast for you to go listen to. It was a great show talking about trying to be a confident parent. I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek trying, because there is no such thing. And maybe the goal isn't becoming a parent, a perfect parent. Maybe it's becoming a parent who feels supported, grounded, and emotionally safe enough to lead with calm confidence. Because when mom is okay, everything doesn't become perfect, but it becomes lighter and more connected and better. Remember, as always, for me, your parenting is a long journey, and you shouldn't define your parenting journey on one act or incorrect thing that you've done whenever. Luckily, it's not just one thing that impacts our parenting journey. But we, in the same breath, should take a moment to reflect on those moments to ensure that we can do better the next time. It doesn't always, like I said, look perfect, and it doesn't come out always perfect, but I'm hoping, as always, that today's show has helped you. Remember, take what resonates, leave what doesn't, and as always, the best example we can give our children is the example of kindness. So let's go out there and be kind. Until next time, bye.